So the basic question we're discussing now is somewhat, I think, separate from what we were doing this week. Somewhat. Is that if you say, let's assume that we hold that if you say Kel HaKadosh instead of Melech HaKadosh, so you're not Yotze. You have to go back. Because there's a new tefillah, what's the Resume Tshuva? And when you're doubting, it's Resume Tshuva, and there's a reality of God as like Yoshev Bedin, so you have to express the idea of Melech HaKadosh, not just the Kel HaKadosh. So, fine. So the question comes up, so similarly you could argue by Melech HaMishpat, because the Gemara seemingly puts them together. So if you don't say Melech HaMishpat also, but the Rabbeinu Yonah mentions, he says, yeah, but wait a second. And he says, let's say you say Melech Leitzak HaMishpat. So you're saying Melech. Right? What is he by him? Melech HaKadosh, instead of saying Melech, you're saying Kel. So you're not mentioning Mother Malchus, Malchus Hashem. So that's why you're not going to be Yotze. Because that's the idea, is you have to mention Melech. But here, he says, if you say Melech Leitzak HaMishpat, you're saying Malchus. Right? If you don't mention Malchus, if you just said, let's say, HaKel HaMishpat or something, some other Lashon, fine. Then you're not mentioning Melech, you gotta mention Melech. But if you say Melech Leitzak HaMishpat, so then mention Melech anyways. So even though the right way to say it is HaMelech HaMishpat, but you're not going to say you're not Yisrael's Ma'akev because at least you're mentioning Melech. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah wants to argue. But there are other Rishonim which are like the Ravid, it seems, they say argues. Maybe they say the Rambam. I didn't see the Rambam side, but I think it seems like the Rambam, like Moshe is quoting the Rambam as arguing. Saying that, you know, then the Gemara, simplest Pshatling one, I guess, is that. Well, the Gemara's hard to read. It's kind of tricky. But it seems to put them together. I mean, it seems to put them together. And at least in the Shita of Rav, I mean, it seems to put them together. Right. So, you know, they don't say either of them. So the question is, ultimately, that's our question. What's the machlokas? Okay? What's the machlokas? Whether Melech, Ohev, Tzlaka, or Mishpat suffices for Yechiv of HaMelech HaMishpat. Okay? But that gets us into the question altogether of what is the difference between HaMelech HaMishpat and Melech HaTzlaka HaMishpat. If you're mentioning Melech, so what's really the difference? What's why not just say about Melech HaTzlaka HaMishpat? What's better about HaMelech HaMishpat as opposed to Melech HaTzlaka HaMishpat? Right? Either way, you're saying Melech and Mishpat, so you're adding in some extra words you think is better maybe even, right? That's one question. So what's really the difference between HaMelech HaMishpat and HaMelech HaTzlaka HaMishpat altogether? And so another problem is, what is the whole... Why do you have Melech? I mean, that's the Torah brings down, in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel, I think. His brother or something. He's like, what's the deal? Why do you say Melech Ohev Tzlaka HaMishpat? You don't say Melech Onen Hadas or Melech, you know, whatever, every other bracha, Melech Rotsa Veshuva. Why are you saying Melech Ohev Tzlaka HaMishpat? Why are you bringing Melech? He's kind of wondering that. He says, because the idea of during this Resume Tshuva, you say Melech because it's the time of Din. But why are you mentioning Melech now? And in a normal all year round, why are you mentioning that? Right? Right. One second. You're right. And he asks that. He asks the question. The Torah even asks the question. He says, why, what's the deal? He says, what's the difference between Melech HaTzlaka HaMishpat and Melech HaMishpat? Why should you go back if you forget it? Right? But he says, some people in Florentia here, they don't even say Melech. They just say HaKel HaKadosh, normally. HaKel HaMishpat, normally. And then now, you say HaMelech. Right? But, right, there's even the Gersa like that. But he says, but there's another guess as Melech HaTzlaka HaMishpat. So he says, maybe the reason why you mention it is because since it's Din, so in Din, there's Din of Melech B'Mishpat Yamar Aretz. Plus like a Mishlei, but when it comes to Mishpat, so the idea of Melech is a proper term. So since you're talking about a Shiva Shofteinu, bring back the judges and Mishpat and all that, so therefore you mention God as Melech. And the framework and the context of Mishpat and Din, the kings are very relevant. So therefore we mention God as Melech. That's what he wants to say. But I think we should do is we should just analyze the bracha a little bit. Okay, let's analyze the bracha, the normal bracha. You know, what exactly we're saying. And then in the context, because these are the chasimas to that bracha. So let's just see what's the bracha about. And then we'll see what the chasima is about and what the difference between a malach mishpat and malach, you know, and malach tzago mishpat. And we'll be able to get insight into whether it's ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. I mean, you see, there's ordinary even a machlokas, whether you just say a kelam mishpat or malach oed tzago mishpat. Right? What's the difference between these things? Malach oed tzago mishpat and like kelam mishpat and malach mishpat. Okay? So let's look at the bracha. Okay, normal Lishman Esrei. Right, forgetting about a system of tshuva for the time being. What is the bracha about? Okay, and it's kind of interesting to take a bracha Lishman Esrei and try to understand it. I don't know if you've done that before, but you know, every bracha you could really just kind of take apart and try to figure out what to say. What are we asking for exactly? You know, and learn it like you're learning anything else, you know? So it says, Hashiva Shavtenu Koreshona. So you're asking God to bring back, to restore our judges like they originally were. Okay, like it's means Sanhedrin, that kind of thing, right? Yotzinu kibatchila. And our advisors, okay? I'm not sure exactly what that refers to, but there's a similar type of thing, like our chachamim, our mishpatim, all the judges, the whole society around, the, you know, there's our leaders and our judges. V'yaseri v'enei gom v'anacha. And remove from us, like, sorrow and the difficulties, right, because which we have, because we don't have the judges, we don't have the sovereignty, we're being judged by other people, by the Gayim or the Roshayim or whatever it is, right, so restore to us our judges. V'mloch aleinu ata Hashem levadcha b'chesed rachamim. And you alone should judge over us with chesed and rachamim, v'tzodkenu v'mishpat, and make us righteous with through mishpat. So it's actually what we're asking for. Baruch Hashem, Melech Olay Tzaka Mishpat, the King who loves Tzaka Mishpat. Right. So what do we want to happen here? It sounds like we want judges, right? We want to get our judges back. Right. Why do we want to get our judges back? I mean, I guess one thing is we don't like the bad judges. We don't like those guys, right? Somehow maybe we like judging, and we like the fact that we're judging somehow, something like that, right? But then what does it mean? Umloch aleinu ata Hashem levadcha. What does that mean? Chesed rachman. You alone should judge over us. What does that mean? Don't we want judges? We want judges, or are you alone? Right? And it's a kinu amishai. I think the answer to the kinu is make us tzaddikim through having mishpatim, through having judges, something like that. Yeah, Aaron? Yeah. Okay, so, so Aaron's saying good is that means with judges, it's not like we want human Jewish judges. It's the human Jewish judges are the ones who judge with the system of God. So it's through having the judges, the human judges, they're really implementing the Mishpat of Hashem. So it's like, that's why we want them. We want them because we want the system of the Mishpat Hashem and the system which God set up to be under, to be in our midst. And not to have the system of the Goyim, who knows what system, but it's we want the Jewish judges because that's how God's Mishpat is set up in the world. And when we see that, we witness Mishpat Hashem through the Jewish judges. So it's not because we want them per se, because they're our buddies, but it's because Mochaleinu Ato Hashem Avatla is that it becomes the Mishpat Hashem. But the way God rules the world is he through appointing, through setting up a system of Torah, a system of Mishpatim, by a man implementing, like Ma'waf Atam, implementing the Mishpat Hashem. Right? And that's what we're requesting, that we live in a society which exists and implements the Mishpat Hashem, and we see Mochaleinu, that's God, that is God ruling over us. How? Through the judges who are following the Ratzon Hashem. And that's our world order, is the world order of the Mishpatim, which is the God's rule. Right? So you alone, Atal Shem Levadcha, means it's like not just, look, it's a different look. We are in Brooklyn, there's some judges also. But it's not you alone. I mean, we're in a society You know, you can have isolated judges here and there, but it's not the full system of the Shoftech Kvarishon of Yotzei Mivatchila, the original full-blown society, which is exclusively exhibits Mishpat Hashem. So it's like a world order of Mishpat Hashem, which is that's it. The world order, the social order, the justice system is points to Malchus Hashem. Right? As opposed to, you could have it in degrees, you know, in smalls here, you know, some pockets here and there and there. But it's different. It's totally different. It influences, impacts people differently when it's the whole, you know. But the judges, the Jewish judges don't take away because they're not really judging per se. They're really just carrying, you know, vehicles of Mishpat Hashem. Yeah. But he's like, Aaron asked the question, what does it mean, Chesed Racha? So, I mean, I can see at least two ways to go. One way is to say, what you're just saying, that it means the Mishpat Hashem is, or is it you, or is it Danny, or whatever, is that the Mishpat Hashem is a system of, of Chesed Racha. Like you see, Vitzilo'eda. So the judges, there's din, but at the same time, it's very mitigated. You know, it's a system which lends itself to Chesed Rachman. So it's this is part of why we want the Mishpat Hashem as opposed to the other ones. Is there, so you're going on Acha. They're just like oppressive, and their systems of justice are not really, they're not God's system. God's system is a mixture of Chesed Rachman, incorporates Chesed Rachman. It's not an absolute din. But it incorporates in the proper way Chesed Rachman. So we're talking about a feature of the Mishpat Hashem. Right. You could say that. Right. Or you could say differently that it just means it's like a generic thing is that we don't deserve you to do this thing, but we're asking you, Chesed Rachman, that you should do this, Chesed Rachman. That you should express your chesed and rachamim. We don't deserve this. But you should express your chesed and rachamim to us and give us this. Right, which is similar to shmakleinu chus v'rachem aleinu. Like in tefillah, a lot of times you mention that's like a generic. And that would make it generic. I mean, you could ask, look into why sometimes certain brachas we mention rachamim, certain brachas we don't. You know, but it could be just like not particular to the request, but just an idea of like we're really not deserving of it. But mochaleinu anyways v'chesed rachamim, because you know we're looking for mishpat Hashem, and therefore even if we're not deserving of it, but still, you know, because we're looking, you know, we're striving towards it, so therefore be merachem on us. You know, that's like a more generic answer. Okay, so if that's good, so now what's the chasima? Of it said, kenu ba mishpat. So I forgot if someone learns that kenu ba mishpat means, what does that mean? What does it mean if it said kenu ba mishpat? Make us righteous in mishpat? That's, right, how does that, what does that mean? Make us, you know, God has to give us a good din or something? Like what is pshat? Yeah. What Aaron's saying is that, I mean, elaborate a little bit, but what he's saying is that it's the, through us having a system of mishpat that makes us, that gives us tzidkas. It's a perfection for man to be involved in mishpat. We learn proper ideas, we learn midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mishpat. We're involved in Ma'u'afata and emulating the Midas Mishpat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just that we want the Mishpat because we don't want to be oppressed by bad guys, but we want to be involved. The involvement in Mishpat Hashem, in the system of Mishpat, and a society centered around the Mishpat Hashem, is matzdikas. It gives us tzidkas. It gives us, it teaches us lessons. It gives us attachment to ideas of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just a practical thing that we want to have good stuff. I mean, but it's a tool of being matzdikas through us having a society of the Mishpat Hashem, right? Mochalin Hashem Atul, we become now attached to God and to His Mishpat, and that's part of why we're striving for the Mishpat Hashem, right? Okay, good. So then the question is the chasima. Baruch to Hashem, Melech Oy Tzaka Mishpat. So what does that mean? He's Ohev Tzaka Mishpat. And what does it mean, Melech? I mean, I think so. He brings down, that Yosef brings down. There's two different ways of learning it, but I think they're really tied in. They go hand in hand. Which is one idea that God is, he runs the world. It's like Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he runs the world with Tzedaka Mishpat. Right? But then there's an idea that he is Nikra, that is, so he runs the world, but there's an idea of Mahu Afata, that it's man, when he studies the Ma'aseh Hashem, so man is supposed to emulate Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And man should act in line with Tzedaka Mishpat. So God is Oev Tzedaka Mishpat, it means two things. It means he's Oev, that he runs, that's how he runs the world, with Tzedaka Mishpat. And that's his desire, Oev, it's like his ratzon that the world is run with Tzedaka Mishpat. But that in that, it's not an abstract reality, it's not tied with us. I mean, but how vis-a-vis us, it's that that's his will vis-a-vis man. And man emulates his midos. That man runs, lives according to Tzedaka Mishpat. Right? And he's an Oev, that man lives in line with Tzedaka Mishpat. And that's what the Shoftim do. The Shoftim do is they study Midas Goshen, they study the Mishpat of Hashem, and Tzedaka of Hashem, and they carry that out through their job, through their din. So that's what we're asking for, Hashiva Shoftenu, that we will be able to live. And that's why it's Mochleinu Atoshim Avadcha, is that we will carry out the Mishpat Hashem. So that's because God is a Melech HaVitzah, he is of Ohev, that the Tzedaka Mishpat in the abstract, but which is implemented through, which or at least could be implemented through man. But that's the, we're not talking about the Mishpat of Tzedaka Mishpat. Even if man doesn't implement Tzedaka Mishpat, God's going to do it. Yeah, that's just the way God runs the world, but he set up the world, and then it's Mitzavah Kal Yisrael to where it's there's an idea of emulating of man carrying out that Tzedaka Mishpat, and that's where the spirit in which we're requesting that God does this for us. God is such a Shoftenu Kreishon because God's an Oev Tzedaka Mishpat, and therefore we're striving towards Tzedaka Mishpat, and we're asking for God to assist us and to basically bring us the ability to carry out the Tzedaka Mishpat. Right? So why are we saying Melech? But I'm saying it's like the Oev Tzedaka Mishpat primarily means, at least in the relevance of this bracha, is Oev, that man is involved in the Tzedaka Mishpat. But why are we saying Melech? Why are we saying Melech? No, just suppose, right. What do you mention now? Like the Rosh's question or the Torah's question, you know, the Rabbi Yechiel's question. Well, you don't say Melech in most brachos, right? Why are you saying Melech? Melech. He's one rules, but why are we talking about his rule? Aren't we talking about him letting us rule? Right, like if we're asking him to make us the rulers or to make us the judges, so why are we mentioning that he's the ruler? I mean, I think we're almost there. I think you just have to spell it out. I think that's a hard question, but why are we mentioning that he's Melech? Just say, oh, he's Tzedaka Mishpat. Like, that's what we're asking for. We're asking him to care to help us do Tzedaka Mishpat. Well, actually, you do say already, Melech Aleinu Ata Shamata, right? So what is in there?
Right, because he's the ultimate source of true justice.
Right.
So our system has to emulate his.
Right, exactly. So I think it's a combination. That's like the Oev Tzedaka Mishpat and the Tzedaka Mishpat which we do stems from the Melech. He is the Melech. He is the Melech, and he's an Oev Tzedaka Mishpat. And we do the Oev Tzedaka Mishpat, but our Tzedaka Mishpat stems from God as the Melech. So we reference the fact that God is the Melech and he rules the world, and then we mention that he's an Oev, being that he's the Melech, he's an Oev Tzedaka Mishpat. But like the Tzedaka Mishpat, our Tzedaka Mishpat is tied with him being the Melech and his Tzedaka Mishpat. You know what I mean? So it's like we're primarily requesting that God lets us do Tzedaka Mishpat, but we're referencing God as the Melech and his his rule. So we can't talk about our doing the Tzedaka Mishpat without talking about God, because it's us carrying out the Mishpat Hashem and the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Daniel. So what are we doing now in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? Tzoros Mitzvah. HaMelech HaMishpat. I mean, what's that? HaMelech HaMishpat. What does that mean?
It just means that we're no longer referencing our system of justice, because really we're not dealing with our system of justice. We're kind of just relying on his system of justice and judging us in terms of
about the rest of the bracha.
Yeah, that's the
last one. Right, okay, good. Well, let's take one step at a time. No, but I think you're right. I mean, what he's saying is, it sounds like it's true. We have to get a good question. But I mean, what he's saying sounds true. Is how Melech HaMishpah means we're not talking about him loving us doing. So he's talking about he is the Melech HaMishpah. He's the Melech who is Mishpah. That's he rules over the Mishpah. And now it's the Sefer Yemei Teshuvah, which is the time of Dershus Shem, God is Yoshev Eden. The Rashi said he's Mara Malchusa. He shows his Malchus through the judging man. And therefore, we focus, the Hasim of the Bracha talks not about man doing the Mishpat, but talks about God doing the Mishpat. That he is the Melech HaMishpat. That he is the Melech HaMishpat. Right, as opposed to normally we say Melech, we mention Melech, but then we go to Ohev Tzlak HaMishpat. He's an Ohev that man is involved in the Tzlak HaMishpat. But here you focus only on God doing the Tzlak HaMishpat. On God doing the Mishpat. Now he's the Melech HaMishpat. Not that he's an Ohev for man, but he is the Melech HaMishpat. So now Danny's question is, yeah, so what about the whole bracha? The whole bracha is not about that, right? The bracha is about man doing Mishpat, right? So how is that a valid chasima? Right? That's your question.
Okay, so I think I'm saying similar to what you're saying. Yeah. So that, see, like the chasima is like we're making a request, and our request is clearly based on these different things. We want God to give us back our judges, right, and to allow us to be involved in the Mishpat Hashem. So it's based upon the fact that God is Rotsa, that man, you know, God's Ohev, that man does Tzlak HaMishpat. And it's also based upon the fact that God's Yoshev, God judges. God is the Melech, and he's the Melech of Mishpat. It's based on those two things, right? It's based on God as being that's his system. And it's based on that he's a mitzvah and he set up a world where man should emulate that. So the chasima, the bracha, is we're giving shevach, we're mentioning the midas Hashem. So there's two different ways you could end. You could, I mean, the more relevant one to the request is that you're mentioning the idea that God is the Ohev Tzlak HaMishpat, that he's the rotze that man does Tzlak HaMishpat. And you reference the melech just by saying melech, that it's based upon God as the melech. Right, but the focus is on that he set to one's man to do that, but but it's like in a time where God is Yoshev B'din and you're Mespalo during a Seder Yemei Teshuvah and you're making a request which is built upon the fact of the God as being the Malach of Mishpat. So then the Chasima that you mentioned is simply it's like you're drawn to the idea of God as a Malach of Mishpat per se, and that's your Shavach. Now of course it's relevant because your whole request is based upon the appreciation of God as the Melech HaMishpat. So the reason why God is the Tzlak HaMishpat is based upon that God is that's the Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu that He does Mishpat. But it's like when you're misfollowed during this time, so it's like and the Malchus Hashem and the Din is on the person's mind because like it's a time of Din. So therefore, that becomes more prominent, and it's like it takes the center stage. And then when the Sheva, it's in the Sheva. I mean, the request is still the request. You're making the request because what are you requesting? So you're requesting that we'll have judges. But now, when you summarize the Sheva HaHashem, so what's foremost in your mind at that time is simply the Midas Hashem in the abstract, and you're like, you're not talking about even that God wants man to do it. It's like your focus. You lose sight out of the shevach that God wants man to do it. It's like man doing it is, in terms of the shevach, is like in the background. And what you do is you simply reference the idea of God as the Melech HaMishpat. So even though your request, it's tefillah, so your request is still the same request. All what you request, it's tefillah's request. But the shevach, which is the culmination of it, the focus becomes on the God as the Melech HaMishpat, and you emphasize that. And you turn away from you de-emphasize man's God setting up a system that man does Mishpat. Now we're not dealing with man doing Mishpat. This is the time where we're thinking about God doing Mishpat, God himself's Mishpat. Normally when we're involved thinking about Mishpat, we think about us emulating God's Mishpat. When we're in the Sefer Yemei Teshuvah, we're thinking about God's Mishpat itself. That's the time of Sefer Yemei Teshuvah and God is Yoshev B'din. So the Chazal Masakin, that the Shavach that you mentioned, focus is purely on the Mishpat of God as the Malach HaMishpat. But it's not going away from the theme of the bracha, because that's the Bakasha is based upon that. It's based upon two things. You're just emphasizing, you know, the putting that in center stage, and you're kind of dropping off, mentioning in the Shavach the idea of God as an Ohev Tzach HaMishpat. Right? So, if that's the case, so what's Machlokas now? Now let's see if we can go for Machlokas. Let's say I don't do that. Let's say I say Malach Ohev Tzach HaMishpat. Right? I don't say I'm Malach HaMishpat. I say Malach Ohev Tzach HaMishpat. So do you say that I'm Yotzei? Do you say that that's like an essential change and you're not Yotzei? Or you say, no, you still mention Malach. Rabbi Yonah says, look, you still say Malach. Still say Malach. But the others say, maybe the Ravid and the Rambam maybe, says that still Pshat Ligmar, that look, you didn't say the change. Change is Malach HaMishpat. So you said Malach. Okay. But you didn't say Malach HaMishpat. Right, can we try to find Machlokas now? Okay, so I think Aaron's saying good. Is that in this, see, you are mentioning, either way you're saying, well, what's the point? You have to talk about Malach HaMishpat, right? But you're talking about Malach HaMishpat. It's just, the emphasis in Malach Ohev Tzach HaMishpat is on the Ohev Tzach HaMishpat, and Melech is like the background idea. Right? It's not the focus. The focus in Malach HaMishpat is God as the door of Mishpat. The focus in Malach Ohev Tzach HaMishpat is the man doing Mishpat, and God is the source of Mishpat, is present, but it's secondary. So the question is, do you say you're like a Mishana? Because the reason why you're not Yotzei is because this is the tour they set up, that you have to mention the Mishpat. God is the Mishpat. So do you say that you're a Mishana if you have the elements which they demanded, but you've changed the focus? In other words, if you leave out, if they say Malach HaKadosh and you leave out Malach, so now you're absent, you're omitting the elements which they demanded in the Ma'aveya of the Tefillah and Rosh Hashanah. Tefillah is Hashem Tshuva. But here, what element did they demand? They demanded the Malach HaMishpat. Now you have that element, but the way you're saying it, it's not in focus. See, focus is a different, there's an idea, it's like there's an idea, and saying an idea, like someone could say an idea, and then you can say, no, and you say, what do you mean, I said it, but you're not emphasizing the right part, you know, that's not the focus. So like, there's an idea of saying something, but then there's an idea of the focus of how you say it. So the question is, are you considered a mashana from the mabeah that they set up, if you include what they said, but it's, the focus is shifted? Because that could define as a mashana. Because you could say, look, part of their thing is not just that you talk about the Malach HaMishpat, but the focus is on Malach, on God as doing the Mishpat. And you're saying it, and your chuyur, it's there, it's present in what you're saying. But not in focus, it's secondary. So you say that's a Mishana. Or do you say, look, it's true, it's secondary, but bottom line is in content, you have what they said. So is the emphasis or a change in the focus of the statement defined as being a Mishana? You know, that do you satisfy the requirement as they set up and they're demanding the Melech? The Melech Mish would be there if you have it, but out of focus. You know, is that considered being a Mishana? Such that you're not going to be outside. When you speak, there's two levels. I mean, there's what you're saying. That's primarily. If you misquote a guy, you misquote a guy. But then, like, there's like a secondary property of what a guy says is his focus, his emphasis, is, you know, the way he says it. Now, if you quote a guy and you say that wrong, so would you say you misquoted him? You could say that. You could say that in a sense, but in a sense you wouldn't say that.
Would you say here?
Focus is part of expression. It's like a secondary element in expression. Is you use focus to highlight an idea. You know what I mean? So it's like it's a secondary component of speech. There's like the explicit content, and then there's focus. You know? So it's like if you could say over the same thing, but you miss the focus. So do you say that's then you're not doing it? It's like, oh no. That's what I already say. Oh, look, essentially you're doing Takan. That's true, you're lacking in a feature, but focus is just, you could argue, just a feature. It's like a super edited thing. Where you say, no, that's part of the idea. Part of the idea is HaMelech HaMishpat, forget everything else. That's the idea, is that it's in prominence. That's it. You know what I mean? So at certain times, definitely, I mean, it depends on the time. I mean, I don't know if it's a universal question. Certain times the focus is the essence of an idea, and if you say it over with the wrong focus, that's it, you missed it.
Right.
You know, other times focus is, you know, so that's the question. Here, that's what you're doing. You're doing is you're saying it, but it's not focused properly. Is that defined? Do you say that you've done what the requirement? You know, maybe, perhaps you go further, but I don't really know how. Kuntuamitun, is it a universal question of Mishana Vashtuacham and Brachos that are you defined as Mishana if you change the focus, but you don't, you know, you don't change, you have all the ideas? Is that defined as like a changer of the form and then, you know, the outside? Or you could say, no, that the question is more the question of Takana of Melech HaKamera of Mishpat, is that part and parcel of the thing? Is the focus part of the very idea of the thing? Is that essentially the idea? Or you say that's just like a side point?